The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, you almost said us. Was it you, Ada? Was it you?
Don't tell nobody.
What is up? What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best new podcast out in these streets.
Number one in our hearts and yours.
Exactly. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky. That's Asia with an H in it as well, just so you know.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
And if you haven't heard about it yet, we have a contest going on right now. We're giving away a prize pack of some exclusive merch.
Yes, exclusive merch, thanks to Bleacher Report. It has some Nas Illmatic gear and a Joey Badass New York shirt and...
Flames, more flames. You got four different drips included in this prize pack, all in one. We're not giving them away to separate winners. We're going to give it to one person. So make sure you subscribe and follow DX Daily on all podcast platforms.
Yes.
We have a link in the description of this podcast where you can enter in your email after you've subscribed. And once you do that, you're automatically entered to win. And yeah, check out the pictures of the merch because it looks fire. It's on our Instagram pages. I'm at Asia Sky.
And I'm at A-Dub.
And once you see it, you're going to want to enter this contest. So go ahead and subscribe. Now let's get into what's been happening.
Yes, a lot is going on today.
Yes, everybody and their mama popped out to Drake's Artist of the Decade after party. Mm-hmm. He rented out a whole stadium for it. He did it big, for sure. On the flip side, Akon was out here getting his Range Rover stolen in Atlanta.
Do better.
Quality Control rapper Bankroll Freddie got shot in the face, and he actually posted a picture of it.
Ooh, yikes.
DMX's first posthumous album, Exodus, will be dropping this weekend. We got a new versus battle, but it's really an old versus battle, but it's like the remix, rematch of the verses.
Love to see it.
And Ninth Wonder is going to be teaching rap history at the Rock Nation School of Music. Let's get down to it, man. That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's loaded.
All right, starting off with Drake, Artist of the Decade. Congratulations to the Six God.
Yes, Six God, Six God.
Six. Now he had an after party after he did the received his Billboard honor. Everybody was there. First of all, he rented out a 70,000 seated capacity stadium for this party.
Sheesh, it's got a big gotta be a big price tag just to rent that out.
Of course. And what was hilarious about it to me was there was probably no more than 200 people.
He could have easily had this at like a Cheesecake Factory or like a little restaurant.
And you know he loves Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
So, you know, but I understand doing it big though, because this is a milestone accomplishment for him.
Got to.
This is the type of award people wait a lifetime for. Like, people usually don't get recognized that early unless, you know, their name is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which we'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, so it was just great to see everybody pull up on Drake for this party. I'm talking DJ Khaled was there, Chris Brown, SZA, I saw Kehlani there, Doja Cat, and then The Weeknd was also there. So that was great to see.
That is good to see. You know, they're on the, are they still label mates or just like?
No, they're not label mates anymore. Like The Weeknd's not signed to, nah.
Not no more. Mm-mm. Okay, yeah. But they at least they cool.
No, and that was good because at one point, I know their relationship was a little bit rocky. They patched it up a little while back, did a collab, and then, like, just to see, you know, where The Weeknd started, because Drake kind of did give him his start with all the writing he did on the Take Care album.
Right.
Well, I'll take that back. Drake didn't give him his start, but Drake helped his career go to the next level because he was already, you know, doing his thing the Weeknd. But to see them link back up after the Weeknd just won 10 Billboard Awards.
Come on now.
And Drake just won the Artist of the Decade at the Billboard Awards. Jeez. History in the making, man.
Let's get it.
It just was a wonderful thing to see that stadium lit up with the blue belly light. Mm-hmm. It was giving very much steady. Are you ready?
Hey.
It was just, it looked so good. He had all his friends there. They were dressed up, eating dinner out on the field. Mm-hmm. People were posting up pics from the stands. Like I saw Kehlani post a pic from the stands and the big congratulations Drake banner.
And yeah, and what's so special about the SoFi Stadium is where they had everything was it serves as a home as the NFL's Los Angeles Rams and Los Angeles Chargers after opening in September 2020. So
this man had an after party at the Rams Stadium. Come on, man.
You love to see it.
Yeah, congratulations again to Drake. That's fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go on to Akon because he got caught slipping hard in Atlanta, man.
Yeah, in one place you cannot be caught slipping is definitely in Atlanta. But he was in Buckhead at a gas station at a Quick Trip, and basically his Range Rover got stolen while he was pumping gas. Like,
first of all, you already not supposed to pump gas with the car on because it'll blow up.
Period.
I know they say that that's not true, but that's an urban legend that everybody just goes by. Don't pump gas with the car on because the car will blow up.
Exactly. And then besides that, lock your doors.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
So they caught him slipping. Took off with his stuff.
Yes, yeah, so luckily they were able to use a tracking device on Akon's phone, and Akon was able to point the officers to a location. And it looks like first it was in Southwest Atlanta, and then it changed to an area in Forest Park. And the police were in that jurisdiction were able to recover the Range Rover. So he did get it back, thankfully.
I wouldn't even want it back after that. I was like, oh, y'all know what my car looked like. Y'all might come after me.
Right, like the spot too hot now.
Right.
And then also, according to the police report, in the Range Rover was a $25,000 diamond necklace along with a Louis Vuitton bag valued at $6,500 inside the vehicle. But it is unknown if those items were recovered.
Woo, they got him. They got him. Yeah. Hey God, you ain't getting that jewelry back.
Right.
Or that Louis bag.
Right. You can have the car back, but them jewelry and that bag coming with them. So.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said, you almost said us. Was it you, A-Dub? Was it you?
Don't tell nobody.
You just told on yourself right now. Oh, yeah. The cops did issue a statement out, too. They basically said they're urging everybody in Atlanta to basically turn your car off. If you're getting out, even for a second, mm-hmm. don't just try to go run inside the store real quick. Don't try to pump your gas with the car on. If you get out of your car, take the keys out, turn it off, and do it like that. And lock your doors because it's going crazy in Atlanta right now with the car stealing. Like, everybody's getting got. If you remember back a few months ago, we even talked about Ludacris getting his car stolen in Atlanta.
Right.
Especially, and these guys are driving nice cars. Like, this is not a hoopty that nobody wants.
Yeah.
You're driving Range Rovers and Lamborghinis and then you better lock it up, man.
Come on, y'all in Atlanta, y'all famous. You got money and stuff on you. Do better.
Mm-hmm.
Save it.
Another crazy thing that happened these past few days is Bankroll Freddy from Quality Control, he got shot in his face.
Dang, yikes. That's never good. You don't get shot anywhere but your face.
My goodness.
Yeah, there's not a lot of details surrounding what happened, but Bankroll Freddy just provided like a picture of his gunshot wound, which if you've seen the picture, it's kind of like around his chin area. Mm. And he put in his IG stories that he was good. He was like, I'm good, but still showing off that he got shot. So it's kind of like unclear what exactly happened, but crazy. Like, it's real close. It's real close.
Yeah, to get shot in the face and still and be coherent enough to be showing off your wound on Instagram. Like, just, I guess, thank goodness for him, because that could have been way worse. Like, anything in the head area, you're lucky. You just be thankful to be alive.
Right. Even if, like, it went to the neck or something, like, that's wild, too. But, yeah, just got his chin.
Well, prayers up to Bankroll Freddy. Hopefully, he has a speedy recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about this new DMX album that's coming.
Yes.
I feel like we need to add dog growling sound effects right there. Like,
yeah,
you know,
we'll add it.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, we got to. Yes, we have to talk about it because this is a momentous, monumental occasion.
Yes.
The first posthumous album from the late, great DMX. This is an emotional occasion.
Yeah, they came out with some details about it. Of course, you know, it is dropping this Friday, the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 13 tracks on the project, and it has a bunch of guest vocal features. You got Nas on there, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Alicia Keys, Usher, and U2's Bono, and a couple
others.
You
got the greats up there. We talking legends, legends only for the legend, DMX. Mm-hmm. So I was glad to see that track list. Hood Blues had dropped recently, and that's the one with Griselda on it. Mm-hmm. West Side Gun, Conway the Machine, Benny the Butcher, they were on the album as well, so we got to hear that already. And of course, you know, Swiss Beatz had to come out and give some remarks on it. He posted the trailer and everything like that. So what did Swiss say?
And Swiss Beatz did speak to Zane Lowe of Apple Music, and that's where he revealed that the Snoop Dogg and DMX versus battle was really what helped the Exodus project come to fruition. So
fire. I cannot wait.
Mm-hmm. He was saying that after the battle, you know, all of DMX's songs went to number one. Everything was charting again, and DMX was able to see that.
Right.
So that's good to see.
And great though. He really got to see that before he went out. Like,
I know
how much love people had for him. He was having a resurgence. Like you said, all the streams went up. He was doing the interview circuits again. Like, he was really in demand and really got locked in before he got out of here. So that was good to see.
That is good to see, because unfortunately, a lot of times when these people pass, it's kind of like they're done with their careers in a sense. Like, it's really not always sudden like that, but he was able to see and get, you know, his flowers and everything like that. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of verses, with Swiss was in that same interview where he was talking about the DMX and Snoop Dogg verses, he also talked about a new verses that's on the way.
Mm-hmm. And this new verses is technically a rematch between Swiss Beatz and Timbaland.
Yes, we love to see it. one that started it all. They're running it back.
I know it's going to be interesting to see how they do it this time, since they were the first ones to start it.
And it's probably going to be a lot less thrown together, because the first one, Swiss Beatz was in the car. He had to go outside. It was great. It was super organic, but it'll be great to see what they do in a more produced situation, like where the sound can be right. The video, audio quality will be on point. I'm sure they're going to have some type of stage set up. They'll probably bring out a performer or two, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be live.
Right. It's live in Miami, going down this Sunday, 5 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern.
At Live. So, you know, it's going to be a production. It's probably going to be confetti, sparkles, bottles coming out. I'm thinking it's going to be the whole nine.
Right. Real Miami-esque is what I feel like. Like you said, bottle girls, money. It got to be.
I want to see Swiss and Tim come out in like the floral print.
Ooh.
You know, tops and matching bottoms. Like, I want to give that true Miami flavor. Like, give us vacation yacht party attire vibes. Like,
yes.
Give us Miami. Come on.
It's going to be like a total glow up in a sense, because you said they had the troubles the first IG Live, and now they have it together. They're going to be feeling themselves.
Exactly.
It's going to be lit.
No, I can't wait to see that. They have more hits than we can count. I'm sure this one's going to last till 1 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Or some crazy like that. And then the live aspect of it, I just think there's going to be so many people coming through, if my predictions are correct. Because you know, the COVID restrictions got rolled back.
Yeah.
A lot of people weren't following them in the first place anyway, but that's beside the point. So I'm pretty sure people are going to be coming through. I think it's going to be a party. I think it's going to be a celebration. So
for sure. I can't wait to see it. So yeah, this Sunday.
Now, other things we have to celebrate. Ninth Wonder is a professor yet again. Yeah, he's going to be teaching rap history at Rock Nation School of Music, Sports, and Entertainment. Let's go, Ninth.
Come on, Ninth Wonder.
Love to see our legends doing stuff like that. I really do.
Yeah, Ninth Wonder, he'll be serving as the visiting professor and an artist in residence, set to begin hosting lectures in the fall at, like you said, the Rock Nation School of Music, Sports, and Entertainment.
Yes, yeah. And he's previously been a teacher at, or a professor, excuse me, at Duke University and Harvard University. But what this article failed to mention is that he was a professor at the illustrious North Carolina Central University, also known as NCCU.
Period.
The most illustrious institution on the planet, I'll have you know. I felt a little bit slighted by them leaving that out of this article when they mentioned Duke and Harvard.
Right. Don't forget Central now.
Exactly. He also taught rap history at Central. So get it right next time when you're mentioning past schools that he taught at. Okay.
That's your alma mater, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you there when
When he was teaching?
Or like, no.
Yeah,
or,
I didn't take his course, but I was there. I saw him around a time or two.
That's interesting. That's dope.
Yeah, no, that was fire. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be doing that same thing at the Rock Nation School. So shout out to Professor Ninth.
Yes.
I think that's a good note to end on today.
For sure.
As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. And especially subscribe if you want to win that prize pack, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that fire merch courtesy of Bleacher Report. So make sure you are subscribing. And hit that link in the description. Plus, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes. Follow us too, man. I'm at Asia Sky on everything. I do follow back.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too. And I do follow back as well.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.